So, meditation practice. I wanted to maybe to just go back to do some very basic meditation instructions, which you all probably know about, but I think is always good to reinforce and to bring up to the surface again, because essentially meditation is about one thing. It's about letting go, and it's about allowing, basically just allowing the mind to calm itself down. Because so much of the problems in meditation and in daily life and anywhere, it comes from always interfering in a sense, always controlling the mind, always trying to make the mind go this way, that way. And the letting go process is actually what allows the mind to calm down on its own without us interfering and controlling it. And if we reflect on all the types of meditation that we know, I mean, we do so many different types of meditation. There's loving-kindness meditation, there's compassion meditation, there is reflections on one's virtue, there is a subha meditation, which is like thinking of the ugly aspects of things. And traditionally in Buddhism, there's at least 40 different types of meditation. In addition to that, there's vipassana, there's samatha, and divisions in all kinds of ways. And there's death meditations and everything. But the purpose of all these meditations is really one thing, and it is to help us to let go, to help us to release and to stop controlling the mind, to make the mind pure, but also to stop controlling the mind, to stop holding it. And it's this that we have to remember when we do all these things. We have to remember the purpose of them, what we are doing them for, that we're moving in the right direction. So sometimes it is good just to do a very simple meditation which just is about letting go, or just about letting be, about not controlling and just being in the present moment and just accepting things the way they are and just not getting involved in them, just being the observer rather than the doer. So much of the time we are doers, we control things. Meditation is about observing. So just sitting back and relaxing and observing rather than doing. And to be able to do that, one of the most important attitudes in meditation, very often when we have meditated for a while, we all know about, we've all had experience, would have been very peaceful, or even blissful and nice. And the important thing in meditation is not to have any kind of expectation of the sort, that sort of bliss or happiness or peace. Because an experienced meditator almost always has some kind of expectation, that expectation itself gets in the way. Because once you have an expectation, you are sort of hoping that this is going to happen this time. And if it doesn't happen, then you get a bit frustrated and straight away you start controlling the mind. You start to sort of try to push it, nudge it in the right direction. But that is the wrong way. That is the wrong way to do it. So the first way, thing to do is always to try to put aside expectations, try to put aside thinking that anything particular is going to happen in this meditation. This is very difficult, but it is the only way to really to allow the mind to become peaceful on its own without interfering with it. So this is one thing we have to try to do. So this is the essence of meditation: never to really have any, have any expectations or think that anything in particular is going to happen. And there is a beautiful simile that the sutta used, not the sutta that the Buddha used in the suttas. And the Buddha said, this is a sutta in the Majjhima Nikaya, number 20, which is talking about precisely about calming down the mind. And the Buddha said that the simile he used is a bit like a man who is running. And the man who is running, he thinks to himself, well, maybe I shouldn't run. Maybe I should walk instead. And then when he walks, he thinks to himself, well, maybe actually I should just stand. And then when he's standing, he says, well, maybe I should just sit down. And this is a simile for what happens in the mind when we are just sitting back, just watching, without any kind of interference, without doing anything at all. The mind just goes from a state of activity, which is a natural state when we go around doing things, and it goes step by step, slower and slower and slower. If we just watch, if we don't interfere, slower and slower and slower, until it becomes completely still eventually with training. So this is maybe a type of meditation that sometimes we can just do that much and do nothing more. and just see if we're able to sit the whole meditation without expectations, and just allowing the mind to calm down. And then at the end of meditation, we look back. And then when we look back at the end of the meditation, we see that, you may think that it wasn't such a good meditation, but in fact, if you're able to do that, you will find that you actually feel more peaceful afterwards. You feel better. Simply because you're not doing anything. The mind may be running around a lot, but for the very fact that you didn't interfere very much still means that you feel more peaceful afterwards. So only then should you really establish whether the meditation was successful or not. Okay, so that's basically what you might call letting be meditation, not interfering. So that's all I really want to say here. So let's do some meditation now.
Okay. Anybody want to say anything? Any comments, questions? Anybody has anything want to talk about? Okay, let's just pay homage to the Triple Gem then.